was always going to be an awkward encounter. Mark Zuckerberg had tried to delegate the Brussels visit to one of his underlings, but EU lawmakers insisted the Facebook chief show up in person. Then, due to a huge outcry over the session initially being behind closed doors, it was opened and live-streamed. Zuckerberg started off by underscoring that the vast majority of Facebook interactions are positive and beneficial, emphasizing how the social media platform helps users stay in touch with their circles of friends and to increase their professional outreach. But facing a wall of disgruntled EU political leaders, Zuckerberg had to also admit the dark side of Facebook and take some blame for it.
It's also become clear over the last couple of years that we haven't done enough to prevent these tools from being used for harm as well. And that goes for fake news, foreign interference in elections, and developers misusing people's information. We didn't take a broad enough view of our responsibility, and that was a mistake, and I'm sorry for it.
Parliamentarians were not impressed. Here's Manfred Weber, head of the largest political group, the European People's Party.
To apologize is a good thing, and it is absolutely needed. Consumers in Europe are worried, disappointed, concerned about what happened. And that's why it's great that you're here, you're present, you're showing respect to what the EU consumers. That is a good, positive signal. But you know that this is not enough, and you said this in your presentation. Now it's about acting.
And the president of the Liberals, Guy Verhofstadt, was among the most irate.
I really think we have a big problem here. And it's not solved by saying we're going to fix it ourselves. And you have to ask yourself how you will be remembered. As one of the three big internet giants, together with Steve Jobs, I should say, and Bill Gates, who have enriched our world and our societies, or on the other hand, in fact, a genius who created a digital monster that is destroying our democracies and our societies for the moment. That's a question that you have to put yourself.
All of the eight heads of political groups had their lists of questions, and the meeting was very limited on time. After almost 45 minutes of questions, Zuckerberg had less than half an hour to answer.
I think the internet is becoming increasingly important in people's lives. Some sort of regulation is important and inevitable, and the important thing is to get this right, and to make sure that we have regulatory frameworks that help protect people, that are flexible so that they allow for innovation. So we know that's really important, and that's an ongoing conversation that we look forward to participating in.
Tempers were short along with the time, and many lawmakers complained they were unsatisfied with the exchanges and with Zuckerberg's evasiveness. He said he had to run, but would answer other questions in writing and send back one of his trusted assistants for a longer chat. If Zuckerberg has one takeaway from Brussels, it's this. The EU's new data protection regulation, cracking down on unauthorized use of private information, goes into effect May 25th, and Facebook better be ready to comply. Terry Schultz, DW, Brussels.